Russian prosecutors have detained a suspect in the killing of 28-year-old Lamsar Sal, a fifth-year student at the State Communications University in St. Petersburg. Sal was shot in the neck as he left a popular nightclub with some friends early Friday morning. Police found a swastika painted on the murder weapon, and within hours, a neo-Nazi website applauded the murder, stating that the cleanup of the city continues. Sal's death was just the latest in a long series of incidents targeting Africans, Asians, and non-Slavic peoples from inside Russia or other ex-Soviet republics. Just 2 weeks ago, a girl of mixed Russian and African origin was wounded in a knife attack in St. Petersburg, which has gained a reputation as the Russian city with the highest number of such incidents. In one of the worst cases there, a 9-year-old girl from Tajikistan was beaten to death by skinheads while walking with her family 2 years ago. Police have long been criticized for treating many such cases as acts of hooliganism, which carries a much lighter sentence when the perpetrators are arrested, which is not always the case. So far this year, there have been 7 killings and scores of injuries attributed to racist attacks, according to the SOVA Analytical Information Center in Moscow. There were 27 killings last year. Lyudmila Naruseva is a member of the Federation of Science, Culture, Education, and Health in St. Petersburg.
She
asks, how much more blood will be shed on city streets, and how many more young girls will be attacked and killed? She calls for action against racism and fascism. President Vladimir Putin has told security agencies they must step up their efforts to combat what he calls militant nationalism and xenophobia. Analysts say economic hardship and a sense of inferiority among young Russians account for much of the problem. But there is also a political dimension in the run-up to parliamentary and presidential elections in 2 years. Nikolai Petrov is a political analyst in Moscow. He says this is not the first time politicians are playing the nationalist card. He says what he calls the central power is using what he terms the brown threat to affect elections. Russia has 2 nationalist parties in parliament, including one led by Vladimir Zhirinovsky, known for statements many see as racist and anti-Semitic. The second party got into trouble with the authorities last year when it ran a television advertisement that called people from Azerbaijan garbage. Alexei Malashenko is with the Carnegie Center in Moscow. He says the nationalist threat may also have an anti-Western aspect.
Nationalism can be used for the raising of national idea. It may be turned against West. It may perform a role of a certain instrument for social consolidation. But I think that in the future, the activity of Russian nationalists may present a big danger for Russian political establishment.
Concern is now growing among the general public because of various high-profile cases. In Moscow earlier this month, youths beat a television journalist from the Southern Caucasus mountain region. Suspected skinheads in Moscow also severely wounded a prominent singer who is the culture minister of Kabardino-Balkaria, a republic in the Caucasus. All of this adds to a climate of fear among the immigrant, foreign, and student communities in Russia. Back in St. Petersburg, friends of Lamsar Sal gathered in their dormitory to discuss the situation. One asked the question that is likely to be on all of their minds: who might be next? Bill Gasparini for VOA News, Moscow.